This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Family Fund have a completely free Discover Digital Summer Festival. It's created to bring families together to experience fun and engaging activities from home, and they have a variety of live workshops to enjoy and take part in where you can meet other families. We're joined today by Mark Masson, Information and Support Development Manager, to learn more. Hi Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
So before we jump into the festival, can you give us a brief overview of the Family Fund and what you do?
Family Fund are probably the largest grant-making charity for families raising disabled and seriously ill children in the UK. The Family Fund's mission is to make life better for families raising disabled children. They do this by providing grants and practical support to make day-to-day living easier and more enjoyable, providing information, connections and skills to empower families so they can achieve their goals, and looking to bring opportunities for families to have an input on the policies and services that help shape their lives ultimately.
And you have, among many other bits of work you do, the Discover Digital Summer Festival, which has a wide variety of different creative workshops people can take part in. Can you tell us why you're hosting the Discover Digital Summer Festival?
So we're in probably our seventh year now of doing the Discover Digital Summer Festival. The sort of premise behind it really is just offering free creative workshops for children. I think the joy of it is it's not just aimed at them, though. It is kind of a family activity. So the idea is that we host these live workshops over a two-week period, so from the 3rd to the 14th of August this year. And we've got a real range of kind of creative activities that include storybook writing using AI tools. We've got 3D design, we've got coding, we've got Lego animation, we've got song building, making your own magazines, digital drawing, and creating short videos. So a real range of activities just to try and get disabled children involved in something. We are kind of aware of the challenges that there can be around out-of-school activities or trying to overcome digital exclusion, especially at this time of year. So it's just a really great opportunity to try and bring families together, create a bit of a community, a bit of a network, and just offer something fun.
Yes, and people can join from lots of different types of devices and can sign up for as many sessions as they like. What kind of feedback have you got from previous families and young people that have joined in other festivals?
Yeah, so it's really nice to sit there at the end and kind of hear what the children think of it. We run a feedback poll every year. I think last year we had 94% of families that came back and sort of rated the festival as good or excellent, which is great. But from a parent's perspective as well, we had 89% of families coming back saying the workshops helps their children feeling more confident using digital devices. So as much as it's about creativity, about having fun, it's also about teaching life skills and just things that are going to help sort of in other areas of life.
And what are some of the ways the sessions will be accessible for blind and partially sighted young people?
So we are very keen to kind of be as inclusive and accessible as we can be. So going forward, this is the first year that we're bringing in on-demand sessions as well as live sessions. So we understand that not everybody can always keep up in a live session, can always keep on track following sort of the trainer's advice and the trainer's learnings. So as part of our on-demand sessions, our trainers are using highlight tools on their cursors to try and make it more obvious where they're clicking on the screen or where they're selecting. We're using on-demand videos so that we can include captions on everything that we're doing. So this could be for those that have poor vision, could be those that have poor hearing. It's just trying to make it as accessible as possible to everyone.
And can you give us a run through of which workshops will be available?
Yeah, no problem. So we are running 8 separate sessions and delivering them all twice live. So we've got 16 live sessions, but all of them will be available on demand as well. The first one that we're running is Discover Storybook Writing Using AI. So as part of this, we'll be using a trusted AI tool as essentially a robot story writing assistant. So this is using Canva AI to create a story, characters and a background, and basically turn it into an illustrated storybook. The next session that we're running is 3D design using Tinkercad. So this will explore the basics of 3D design, where we can create and move objects, use a scribble tool to design unique creations and build imaginative scenes using a variety of ready-made elements. It's all about building 3D spaces, how to arrange and move objects, and how to save and share the designs. There is the option afterwards where we're trying to get involved with local libraries where families can go down and actually get these printed as well. We're going to be running a coding session using Scratch. As part of this, we'll be helping families design and build their own Snake game. Part of it is going to be creating custom backgrounds and characters, bringing them to life using code, and then also looking at important bits such as debugging and fixing problems, and then really figuring out how they can save it and share it with their families and friends. I think one of the most exciting ones this year is something new that we've not done before, is Lego animation. So we're going to be using a stop motion animator and encouraging families to use, whether it's Lego figures or any other toys that they've got at home, to create a simple story and bring the characters to life using stop animation techniques. We're also going to be offering a song building session using loops. So this is basically turning you into your own DJ, creating an original song. So the idea of loops is that it has pre-made drum beats and guitar beats, and the session is all about putting them all together to create your own song, your own piece of music. And it can be something, again, that you can share with friends and family afterwards. One of the favourite sessions that we delivered in the past that we're bringing back again this year is all about creating your own digital mini magazine. The idea being that you can focus it on a topic that you know that you love. And it's all about putting it together in a really cool layout, adding images, adding text, and just creating something around your own interest. Another session that we're going to be doing is digital drawing using an app called Sketchbook. And this is where we're going to take an existing image and remix it into a bit of digital art using lots of different tools. So this could be a picture of themselves, of a pet, of a family member, of a favourite character from anywhere. But we're going to be using drawing tools and setting children out on their own very own artistic adventure. Another session that we're going to be doing is creating short videos. So this is going to be a very fun and hands-on workshop where we can either use pre-recorded clips that we've taken ourselves or stock images or stock videos to put them together and create kind of a very own montage of something that is important to you. We'll be helping add stickers, add text, add sounds, add filters, just to give families their own videos, their very own style. Once again, once it's done, they'll have something really cool that they can share with family and friends.
And finally, if people want to sign up, how can they learn more about the dates these are on, how to sign up, and more information about you?
So all of the information is on the Family Fund website, which is www.familyfund.org.uk. There's a great big banner about the Discover Digital Summer Festival on there. But we're going to be running the live sessions from the 3rd to the 14th of August this year. Registrations are open now, and some of the sessions are starting to fill up. So I do advise that you jump on and get on there as soon as you can to have a look at it. Even once the live sessions are full, we've got these on-demand versions that we can push out to people. So we know that some people, it might be a case of they learn better, it's more accessible to do it that way. But also we want to try and avoid any disappointment if the sessions do fill up, that families can still watch the on-demand versions as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Mark Masson from the Family Fund, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.